Another one, another hit that I'm sorry to think that you're getting close to, but I mean, every day the news points more and more and more toward it, is North Korea detonating a nuclear weapon. Now, I think your original prediction was not necessarily that they would detonate a nuclear weapon. They're obviously about to do that, or fairly obviously, but rather that they would use one in anger. Is that correct?
I read last year that they would test one. Last year, I revised that. If you might recall, it's certainly in the archives. I said they would test one, and then they will use one.
Okay. All right. Do you know offhand if it will be used against South Korea or, I mean, any nation state that would develop a nuclear weapon and use it, for example, against their neighbor, in the case of South Korea, could well expect extinction at the hands of the United States, nuclear extinction. I'm sure that would occur. So it's hard to believe that's the way any nation state would do it, although they are crazy. I would think they would put it into the hands of some terrorists so that it would not be so easily identified, the source that is, and let it happen that way.
Well, even they're still in terms of a nuclear weapon technology and Pakistani assistance and some other assistance that they've been getting. You're still talking about a big device. So we're not talking backpack or suitcase or nuke, special atomic demolition munition, something like that. We're talking a big device that has to be on a truck or ship or something like that. As a matter of fact, there's much more to this than meets the eye. There's collusion on the part of China. China stands to only gain, because just by the test alone, the U.S. will pressure that. This is a rat in a corner right now. They are all of their means of making money, almost all of the means of making money for the DPRK have been taken away. They get some money from Russia and, of course, some support from China. A lot of their food's being cut off in South Korea because of their recent failed missile launch. But what's going to happen is this, based upon my remote viewing work. China's going to allow the detonation of a weapon, an underground test.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. will be up and will surround that nation, ready to come in and stop another evil Axis member, and then China will offer to intervene, or they will allow a war to begin so that the U.S. expends more of its resources. We're already overextended, but if we can use up some more of our munitions and stretch ourselves over the stretching point, at that point China will say, we'll intervene, but hands off Taiwan when we take it back. That is the scenario that I see.
Well, I think that's probably the way it's going to go when it finally does come to Taiwan. I know the United States has made certain assurances, and I think we'd probably send some carriers and, you know, wave the flag a lot, but I don't think that we would get into a war with China over Taiwan. I personally don't believe that.
No, and there are sub rosa things that are happening, and that's one of them. So you have a sub rosa agreement or collusion, let's say, between People's Republic of China and the DPRK, and then you have a tacit understanding that's going to happen between our commander-in-chief, this country, and China, and Taiwan will be the loser. In the end, will be the loser. It's not really everything has a beginning and an end. China will surpass us as the number one superpower, based on economics and commercial activity alone. They don't need to fire a shot.
Can you estimate when that will occur? And I know that China eventually will surpass us if nothing untoward occurs between now and that point. I don't know when that point is going to be. I know their industrial revolution is well underway. I mean, it's wild in China. I'm going to fly to Hong Kong here in the next 2 or 3 weeks. It's about an hour and a half flight from here, so it's very easy. And I'm going to take another close look at China. It's been a number of years. Those who have been there have told me that what I saw when I was there, scary as it was, is nothing compared to what's going on now just across the border.